And so it is. Dear Shambhar, that we return to the energy of this gathering, the energy of this time of changes. We know that some of you are already, negotiating this whole issue. Energy holding and energy moving. For you have become proficient and you are loving with the energy holding. It is near and dear to you. It is in your cells. It is in your consciousness. It is a part of you, truly. It is like letting go of part of self, letting go of a job that you have had for so very long and done so very well at. So we know that there is a portion of your energy that is saying, perhaps I can let go of some of the more difficult energy holding. But I will keep some that I'm truly vested in, and I will do some energy moving. But we have to share with you, Shambhra, it is difficult to do both. The energy characteristics of holding and moving are totally different. It is like one is holding a stone in your hand, putting it in your pocket and carrying it with you versus an energy mover would throw the stone and cause new actions to take place. Cause that stone to be thrown appropriately at the right time, in the right place, to make a difference for others. So it is difficult to hold a stone and to throw it at the same time. So if this is what is going through your mind and through your heart right now, we ask you to breathe with this for a while. You don't have to give up your old job right away. We ask you to breathe with it for a while and to take a look at why you would want to move into being an energy mover right now. We do tell you that that energy movers are very needed on the planet right now. It is a very new type of position. It will involve continued changes in your life, but it will involve a whole new way of understanding what energy is and how it works and how it can work for you in these new times. We know there are many questions on this day, so I, Tobias, and perhaps some of the other guests would be delighted to begin answering them.
Tobias, my question regarding my father
is: the drug used today for amnesia all over the world bad for people? And as Shambhra, what can I do best for this situation?
Indeed, we're talking about drugs here to help those who are in the process of transitioning to remember more and to maintain their mental faculties, and just to help them keep aware and sharp. And it is a difficult question, for there are those who are elderly or going through a transitional time who want to remain as sharp as possible and as present as possible until the last possible moment. But they have to understand that there is an aspect of themselves that is releasing the grip on their mental faculties so they can go out and explore what it is like to cross over. Now, it raises some interesting questions. When you leave the human body and cross over to our side, and come to our side of the veil, there's not a set criteria of what happens. There are many variations. It all depends on a combination of your belief systems and what you choose to embody. You can come back to our side and choose to bring in a grand feast or celebration for yourself, to be an honored guest at your own party of your own creation. You can choose to come back to our side and hold on to perhaps some religious beliefs that would have you waiting for the Savior, waiting to be judged, and we are delighted to wait with you, and you will be waiting for a long, long time. Many of you, Shambhra, when you come back to our side, you will choose to to, how to say, come back here and spend a bit of time. You will choose to take a look at many of the experiences of your life and to play them out or to replay them on many different dimensional levels. You will choose to come back here, as some Shambhara already have done, and you will take different potentials and look at them to see what would have happened if you'd have chosen different potentials. But when you come back here, there is no set pattern. So what happens non-awakened human begins their transition process and the realization that they're about to die comes over them, they begin to go off and explore all of the different possibilities. They begin to explore the religious and spiritual nature. They begin to explore death. And in a sense, they are probing on our side for where they want to land once they leave their body. So to take these drugs that you're speaking of here deprives the mind and the spirit of going out and doing this probing, but yet it keeps them more aware, more functional in your world. So they have to make the choice. And we have to remind you here, it is not for the families to make the choice for them. Many times the families want to give them these pills, demand that these pills be taken, so that these transitioning ones can be, more able to take care of themselves and to hold conversations and such things. But you have to understand that there is also an important aspect of letting the mind go, letting the mind wander off prior to death taking place. We are not particularly advocates of any of the drugs that alter the psychological and the psycho-spiritual nature of the human, because sooner or later the toll will have to be paid. Thank you.
In addition, do you have any recommendations for our group work in Israel at this time?
Indeed. More than any group that we can speak to right now, it is time for you who are so ingrained and embedded with the energy of holding to let go. We told you this when we were in Israel. It is time to be energy movers. You can do more for yourself and for the entire region of the Mideast. You can do more for the spirituality of Earth if you allow yourselves to be energy movers. We're going to come and visit all of you soon. And in spirit first, and then in physical body, and we're going to see how good of a job you've done at letting go of energies that you hold on to. You almost can't help yourself, so I, Tobias, and Oama will come to help you.
Namaskar. I don't come with a question. I actually come with an invitation. And there are 8 of us that are fearlessly going to climb up to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro in February. And I'm here to invite you and the rest of my team, particularly, I need the help, to fully participate and come with us on top of the mountain. We'll be there in late February of next year. We've been planning this trip for almost a full year. And there seems to be a very powerful aspect to climbing Mount Kilimanjaro, and there seems to be a powerful aspect for those people that have chosen to join this little trip that we put together. So please come. I really would like to have you there with me.
Indeed, then the invitation should be for all of Shambhara. As you know, I, Tobias, and the others will be floating along beside you as you make your ascent. But this is, more than a climb. This is a spiritual metaphor and, a participatory type of thing. Kilimanjaro holds many what we would call potentials for Earth, for humanity within its very structure, within its very stones. And these potentials are ready to start coming forward. And we have to add here with, a bit of a wink here that it needs energy movers to feel this energy and to feel the energy of Gaia surrounding it in order for these to start to be released to Earth. You're not opening portals here and you're not doing anything like that, but what you're doing is helping to begin a spiral of energy movement here. And yes, you should invite all Shambra to be with you.
Dear Tobias, I'm working in a hospital for psychosomatic diseases. There I'm noticing more and more young female patients, most of them with eating disorders, who are hurting themselves by cutting their arms or legs. Please tell me, what's your idea about the reasons for this phenomenon, and how can we improve the treatment of these humans? Thank you, and best wishes.
Indeed. Very difficult energies associated with this, and it has to do with depriving the body of any type of joy. It has to do with depriving the soul of the beauty of the feminine energy. And some will blame it on the social pressures coming in a thin body. But the underlying issue is more depriving self of the joy of living, and down to the point where it comes to even inflicting wounds on the physical body to deface itself. These are ones who, are carrying deep and old wounds, and it's very difficult in this short time to give a specific answer of how to deal with them. But it has to do, as all of you, Shambra, know, it has to do with coming to love yourself and every part. And this is a very long and difficult road with many of these humans. It is very important for them to see a human like yourself and other Shambra who have actually made it through the most difficult of times, made it to the point where you can say, I truly love every part of myself. I truly embody everything. And I am choosing this right now. I am choosing whatever is happening in my life. And if I can choose it, I can also change it. And we feel that we are just glossing over this subject. We could talk about it in great detail, but you also have the experience from what you have gone through in your life to understand what it takes to get another human to love themselves. So begin with that, and we will come in to work with you.
After that song, I'm afraid to ask my question, but I've been seeing something in the last few days that I'm feeling like is an aspect of myself, but it's like a golden liquid blob, and I just want a little understanding of that.
And what do you think that it is?
Told you. An aspect of myself.
Indeed.
Just trying to merge with
indeed.
All of you.
An interesting thing is happening right now that you and other Shambra are beginning to experience that most humans don't, and it is that there is a melding that is taking place, that there's an opening for every part of yourself to come in. There's this thing called the oversoul that you humans talk about. Oversoul is a collective of all the energies of everything you have been. It is not this grand angel that is controlling everything. You have to understand, you are the grand angel controlling everything. The Oversoul is your collective, and it is looking to come back in to serve you through all its various experiences. But you cannot look to it for the answers, but simply for the presence. There's also, your divinity. Your divinity is what we call the pure essence. It is the most innocent and the most grand and the most glorious of all energies. And it was sealed away for so very long by all humans, by most angels, as a matter of fact. By most angels. Most angels will have to come the way of Earth to reintegrate with their divinity. So you're seeing aspects and feeling aspects of yourself, and it is a grand and glorious time that these are coming in. By default, for you and for any of you, if you are seeing things and feeling things or dreaming of things, understand that is you, that is parts of you. Use this as your default. When you dream of strange and unusual things, you are really dreaming of yourself. when you feel presences around you, as we were talking earlier today of the Atlantean energies, it is that aspect of you, it comes to you. It is all flowing to you right now. So you are very perceptive, very wise to know that this is part of you. It will change. It will be difficult to go back and try to recreate it because it will continue to change and evolve and to be with you in new ways. And we're going to tell you, for you personally, you're going to find and understand a whole new definition of being in love, because it is going to be about being in love with yourself. Thank you for this delightful question.
Well, I'm pretty depressed and disappointed in the mentality of half of America's voters.
Calder wants to know if this is Linda or if she's reading a question.
I would be reading a question, but if you could feel my soul coming through it, that would be okay as an energy mover. Hey, half of America's voters, they like being lied to, I guess. The last time I lived in the D.C. area, see, it wasn't me, it was the early 70s and Nixon resigned. Boy, I'm ready to look for citizenship with another country. I feel like we're repeating the decline of the Roman Empire. Do I want to be in Italy when the barbarians, terrorists came pouring in, attracted by our idiot antagonist emperor? Maybe you could slip in this question to Tobias this weekend. Is this U.S. repeating the decline of the Roman Empire? Thanks and take care, Pete.
Indeed. Indeed, as you know, you were, how to say, very much a part of this Roman Empire, and you have always held a strong affinity for Italy and those regions, and you did watch this empire come apart through a combination of lust and greed and perhaps enjoying life in some very interesting ways. And it has been heavy within you ever since, and now you have this old fear come up. It is really not about this America where you live. It is not about that at all, but it is an old fear about the abuse of power. You have found your way back to this area, this power center in Washington, time and time again. You almost can't help yourself because of your previous experiences with the Romans and having to do with power and wanting to help hold an energy. So we suggest you, first of all, that it is time to let go of this energy holding. It is wearing on you and your family by feeling you have to be right in the center of this to hold energy and essentially depriving yourselves of other possibilities and many joys in your life of putting yourself there. It is also to say that we ask all of you to take a look at what is happening. As you know, governments and politics is simply a reflection of consciousness. It is simply the consciousness of all humanity coming through in your leaders, whether they are dictators, whether they are elected. So we ask you to look at the consciousness of the Americas right now. Perhaps there is a fear of moving forward. Perhaps there is also a concern that there needs to be a specific level of those holding in old energy so others can move into the new and have a type of balance or a type of tether. So we ask you to look beyond the obvious. It is not just about lying, for all politicians are known for doing that. No matter what party they come from, they want to tell people what they want to hear. That is why they go into politics. So we ask you to take a look at the dynamics of what is really happening, and also the fact that this recent election was so extremely close, so balanced in a way. And yes, the ones who hold an older energy did seem to maintain their position right now. But as you can expect, as the pendulum swings, you will see great changes in the next 2 and 4 years of time. Thank you.
Hi, Tobias.
When I moved here several months ago, I opened my house to Chambra, just inviting them to stay with me if they were passing through. I would like to understand the energy there. So many have come, stayed for a few hours to a few months. I want to know what's going on. They experience a lot of stuff, and especially the specific group that is here this week. Excuse me, this weekend with me.
You ask a question that you already know the answer to. So we ask you to share with us, what is it that draws Chambra in? What is it that has them come to this place?
I feel that I hold a space for energy to move.
And what else?
It's a safe place to come. People are accepted.
Anything else?
Probably that I can't think of right now.
You, how to say, we don't want to have Oamo come in for this, though. So, we have some other angels holding him by the arms.
Thank them for me.
How do you, what do you feel when these people come? What do you feel is happening when they come to this place?
We're reconnecting.
Now, how do you feel?
Joy. Like I'm meeting family again.
And family from?
Many times.
And how do you relate to them? What is your we're not trying not to give you the answer, but what is your relationship to them?
I would say someone who, diplomat is not quite the right word, but someone who helps make connections.
Perhaps we can help you with the words here.
Thank you.
Ones who are attracted here have been together before, as you know, and you can feel this and they can feel this. This is a rekindling of old energies and a coming back together. You've shared many, many lifetimes together. Your lifetimes seem to crisscross each other back and forth. In some of these, and more particularly the recent ones, you have been a teacher and a leader and a guide for them. But you have also been an energy holder, as you have said, for them. And now you are all, gathering together again, wondering, knowing that something is happening, but not quite sure what. So there are many questions. Why are we here? Why are we drawn here? Where do we go next? What should our plan be? And there are many of you who are saying that we should have no plan, but yet there's an overall frustration that there is no plan. You feel you should be doing something. Part of it is for you to help release some of the old energy holding that you have been doing for them. Part of it is to let go of the old energy role that you have had with them as a teacher, and so that you're all working with each other on a peer level. This would help empower them and help release you from some of the things you have been carrying. In terms of any sort of plan, there doesn't need to be one. Simply by making this reconnection, so many of the old energies come back into balance. Some will be drawn for a very short period of time, and some will come and go, in and out the door, so to speak. But more important, because you are asking the question, it is a time for you to release the old role and step into a new type of role. And you have been doing this. You have been, very quickly learning how to release things and to move into the new you. We know it is challenging and difficult. But at the same time, those who come to stay with you are supporting you in that. So there are a variety of reasons for it, and all of this will evolve.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tobias, I'm living very difficult moments with myself without a job. Even when I know that I have very strong passion about science, everything seems to be opposed to that. In some moments, I want to go to that side of the veil, but I realize that I have done so much to living. It is like that some moments I love to live and some moments my humanity is tired. Some input about these very difficult moments. I thank you and to all the beings of the light and this side of the veil.
Indeed. And you speak for Chambra, for so many Chambra that are having difficult times, whether it is with a job or health or many issues, not knowing whether you want to stay or leave. You, as I say, have had your expectations crushed in many ways and your hopes pulled out from underneath you. And again, this is truly all part of the change, this whole change process. The human expectations you have allowed to be crushed, and many of the how to say, plans or aspirations and hopes you have allowed to be pulled out from underneath you. You search earnestly and you search vigorously for answers, but we have to tell you very specifically, we're focusing on you. All of these are within your realm, and you know, when you and I talk, and I say this to you, and you say, yes, I know, but Tobias, those are just words. I don't see the answers already within me. And it's because you are still struggling in the mind. You're still holding old energies from the past. These don't need to be manipulated or forced or anything else. All of the answers are right there. It is very difficult to explain this, but if you just allow them this into your life, this fearless acceptance of embodiment, of bringing everything in, letting it into your life. And you're going through the most challenging and difficult stage that any human angel will ever go through. We've called this the dark night of the soul, the bridge of swords. It is the time when you are feel the most alone, even though you are not. It is a difficult, difficult time. It doesn't need to be that way. You can see from the example of other Chambra, those who have gotten through that difficult time, you can see that, and they will tell you that when they stopped searching and they stopped the anger and they stopped trying to find the answers outside of themselves, then it just appeared. And we know these sound like words, these sound like platitudes, until you experience what it is like, and then you will understand. And we thank you for your question, and we know you will work your way into accepting who you truly are.
Hi there. My friend Betty has an extraordinary little boy called Maddie, and there's a lot of concern about him because he hasn't started to talk yet. Could you talk a little about Maddie and maybe give some advice for Betty, please?
Indeed. We're having to check the energy of this here. This one that you speak of here, we're being told, brings in, some of the, we don't like to do categories, but some of the newer, some of the more crystalline energy, and this one has chosen to be an absorber of energy, not to be an expressor at this point, and they have not made a decision yet if they will remain this way or if they will begin be more communicative. But it is to not be overly concerned about it and not try to. It is very important, we're being told, not to try to force this dear one into speaking. They know fully well how to. It is whether they choose to or not. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Tobias. My question, and I actually have two parts to this, is a few years ago I developed a chemical depression in my brain, and I guess the biggest question I have is that a lot of people in the world now seem to suffer from this with all the drugs on the market and all the advertisements. And it's not just in the United States, it's the entire world. And do you have anything that you can tell me about that and something that might help my condition personally?
Indeed, the depression is not caused by the chemicals, but the chemicals are a result of a deeper, how do you say, spiritual imbalance or a deeper soul-level type of depression. The drugs are simply a means to help alleviate or help to reduce the symptoms that are coming through. The depression has to do so often with many of the burdens carried by the inner being, for the burdens of guilt, the burdens of judgment for things that they have done wrong. Other times this depression is caused by, as we were speaking of today, holding too much energy for others. In your case in particular, you have been an energy holder for many others, as you know. You tend to absorb their problems and you tend to absorb their pains and feelings, and you have in a sense deprived yourself of this sufficient level of energy into your own being, into your own reality. You've, in a sense, squeezed off the energy that comes from the field or the source of all and used it for others, but have not given yourself enough. So it is the inner part of your being crying for love from you, crying for acceptance from you, showing its face as depression, which depression, as you know, overtakes your entire being. It takes your mind and your body. It takes your attention, absolutely. It will, the depression, a portion of yourself, is almost like a drowning person. It is so in need of love and so in need of attention that it will smother you or kill you or perhaps cause you to kill yourself because it needs you so much. And it's time for you right now, as we said in our gathering today, to release all the energies that you have been holding for others, even if you are not consciously aware. Just allow yourself to release all of this energy holding. And we look at you right now, and we know there are some energy workers in the room that can also help with this. But you need to let some of these go. And these are age-old, lifetime-old energy holdings. And you have deprived yourself of attention and love, and now yourself is screaming to you to give you these things. We recommend that you get intensive body work and massage work done, particularly from Shambhara if possible, or those who understand the true workings of what happens in the tissue in the body. Get this done immediately and get it done intensely. Get it done often. And you may say to yourself that the resources may not be there for this, but you will find once you start giving yourself the gift of love, that yourself gives you the gift of abundance as well. So this is very important, not for you, and we thank you for asking this question for yourself, but also for so many Shambhara who are experiencing this, the crippling effects of the depression. And we ask you to take a look at what is really happening here. You've given so much of yourself, you've forgotten to love yourself. Thank you.
Thank you.
I would appreciate your opinions regarding Mayan and his ancient sciences of Vastu and its appropriateness in the new energy. Is he slated to speak at an upcoming shout?
He is not on the schedule to speak at an upcoming shout, but we can talk to him and have him see. And so many of the, we're having to look into this energy also. This one you speak of is, how to say, currently changing his curriculum or adjusting some of the things that have been spoken or written earlier. There will be a reappearance of this material under a different name after 2007, and how to say, but until then, there will not be much information coming from this source. Thank you.
Hello, Tobias. How are you guys doing over there?
We toast to you.
There's two things that I would like to get some light on. Over the past couple of years, a project has been building up that I'm sort of burning for. And it's a boat project, and supposedly I'm supposed to be the first to circumnavigate the globe with an electric boat. Can you shed a little bit of light on that? Also the energy form, because there's something new coming up. And I have a trip to New York, the turnout on that.
Interesting. And we're looking here at the energy of this, and as I said, it's difficult to try to share what is coming up because we don't want to take that experience away from you, but we are saying here that because there may be some delays in here, don't assume that the project wasn't meant to be. The delays are simply a way for energies and resources needed for this to come back together. A delay that perhaps is a year or so delay in this project will actually come back to serve you in a much better way. So stay very open to this, and we see here the potential that you have chosen, and those who work with you, we see that this will be accomplished, and but there will be, again, we are looking at potentials only. There will be some of the ones that you work with or are working with that will be leaving the project for various reasons, but that is good because it opens the way for others to come in. So our advice is to continue working on this and to let the light come in a variety of different ways.
Thank you.
Indeed.
Last question, should you so choose it?
We will take a few more from those standing, waiting.
Hi, Tobias. I wonder if you could speak to me around a financial decision that I just recently made and speak to the intent, the process, and the outcome.
How to say? We're going to have to put that back on you, and we're going to ask you about why you selected this energy in the first place and what your intent was and what your potentials are that you're going to bring into this.
My intent was it felt as a tool to step outside of mass consciousness in this area, and my desire for the outcome is freedom.
Indeed, and so it is. You've chosen this, and now it is about allowing it to manifest itself. It will take some of your time and attention, of course, but it's, in a sense, you could say you have helped to give birth to this, and we see it now beginning to blossom. It is something for you right now to hold yourself. In other words, it is not time to go out and try to share this or even to teach it right now, but to watch how it progresses, watch the different twists and turns that it takes. This is a good time for you to stand behind the short wall to truly see how it works. And then you will want to make some adjustments as you go along with this, but we see that it has excellent, phenomenal potential.
Thank you.
Indeed.
Hi, Tobias. I just can't seem to get a good sleep. It's very fitful. I'm tired. So what can I do about this?
This is something, once again, that so many Shambra are going through, and there are a variety of reasons for it. There are some of the, some of the basic reasons are that your biological body and its rhythms and movements are very much tied into the movements of Gaia. And for so long, the body would sleep and be in a waking state, as it had to do with Gaia and indeed the sun and the moon and all of these things. Now you are coming to a point where you are changing your inner being, and as you do, you are not connecting to Gaia biologically as you once did. So this throws all of the sleep patterns off, and it makes it very, very frustrating. Shambra is finding that they sometimes sleep better in the middle of the day. This is very difficult if you have a day job, but some of you are finding how to sleep on the job. Many of you are finding that you wake during the middle of the night, and as we have said for years, it is best not to toss and turn, but to actually get up. This could be one of the most creative portions of your day, even though it is difficult to get out of bed in the middle of the night, but you will find yourself highly creative, and you will find yourself developing new ideas and projects at this time. There's also other elements coming in. There are the sleep patterns are being disturbed by the dream states that you are going into because you are pulling in so many other energies right now. As we mentioned today, the Atlantean energies have been very, very present in the dreams, and this causes quite a bit of fear at times, quite a bit of sadness at times, but these energies are coming back. And also some of the pre-Earth energies are coming back in right now, visiting, and you are also trying to work out things that happened a long, long time ago. So essentially all of this destroys what was once the most peaceful time of the day during the sleep. We are finding that ultimately Shambra will come to the point where much less sleep is needed, where you can have what you call your power sleeping, and you can have condense it all in a very short period of time, and your body, although it is tired right now, won't need nearly the amount of rejuvenation time or sleep time that it needed before. Again, it can be done very, very quickly. So this whole tiredness thing will pass. You have to understand your body and all of your energy, they absolutely know the proper amount of sleep, and it might be difficult for you to keep up with it, but you won't die from not getting enough sleep. You'll just be uncomfortable for a while. Thank you.
Hi, thank you. I have two questions. One is why I've been looking for a job for a while, and I want one, you know, with money, not what I've been encountering. And so I'd like to look for that. And also I've been doing a chanting project for a better way for the Israelis and Palestinians, and I want to know if I'm moving or holding energy. So that's it.
Indeed. In answer to the second question, this process you have been going through is part of your work as an energy holder, not as an energy mover, and we suggest you let that go now, even though it may be difficult. And in terms of allowing for the abundance in your life, we do ask you to take a look. There's a direct correlation between your two questions, even though they may appear to be separate, but they are directly related. So once you let go of the energy holding, a new flow of abundance can come in, and this job that has been circling you, it's not so much a job, but this work or this way of abundance that has been circling around you lately but has not been able to land will now be able to land. You see, they work together. Thank you.
I believe this will be the last question, but I invite you to be polite.
Thank you. Hi, guys. Not even sure what my question is anymore. I guess it's maybe not a question so much as given where I live and given the situation that I've chosen and the fact that I got it. I'm God also. I got that. I guess I'm just looking for affirmation as to, or maybe you can help me with the right questions to ask myself, why I chose to be where I am.
Would you like I, Tobias, to answer that, or Oama?
I'm open.
We have kept Oama working, in the audience today. I relinquished enough of my seat last month. So it is a question that, it is best that you ask yourself, which we know you have, but it is best to continue asking yourself about why all the circumstances are here. And we when you ask yourself, take a look at everything. Take a look at all the various aspects of what is going on, and take a look at what your expectations are, and take a look at what your real soul desire is right now. It goes, this whole issue that you're working through goes far beyond the human questions that you ask, but the whole soul desire. And again, we are not being allowed to give you the answer, even if we wanted to. You are not allowing us to give you the answer, oddly enough. Because you want to be able to discover it from within. What you are really asking for us to do is to help you to realize that there is something at the deeper level, deeper than the human level. Your soul desire, your passion is... has set up the situations and the location and all the events that are happening in your life. But it is wanting to be identified by you. It is wanting the human aspect of yourself to identify this soul aspect. So no, we are not answering your question at all, but in a sense you have asked us not to. You've asked us to help you to understand how to ask the question better. And the question simply becomes, What is my passion? What is my soul desire? What does all of this mean? Once you discover that, then it will change the course that you are on right now. It will involve more deep and inner looking, but inner looking that is done without force or without demand. It is done with grace and with ease. So, we thank you for allowing us not to answer your question.
Thank you for not answering.
So with that, Chambra, we will bring our gathering to a close, but we will continue to be close to you, particularly between now and our next gathering, as you take a look at this whole issue of moving from being the energy holders to energy movers, letting go of that job that you have had for so very, very long, letting go of that responsibility and that burden so you can begin this new type of work. We ask you simply to take this next number of weeks off, where you are just taking it easy on yourself, not trying to figure out yet how to be an energy mover. We will cover that in our next discussion. But taking this time to gently release this role of being an energy holder, understanding there are many others now who are ready to take that baton from you. And so it is.